Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
All right, so September is Realtor Safety Month, and we know that Realtor Safety Month, oh, I forgot to tell people that, hey, I'm Lee Brown. Oh, this is crazy shit in real estate. See, I always start the episodes without any official hoop-de-doo because my guests like real world. They're just tired of HGTV, Tracy, and so they like to know the real facts on things. Right. And so I should tell everybody listening or watching, depends on if you're on YouTube or iTunes, it's okay, whichever one, but you know, we switched to YouTube this year, so y'all that like to look at people, you would know that Tracy's favorite color is pink if you were on the YouTubes. I'm just saying, and y'all can see her little caricature behind her too, which is super cute. But September is Realtor Safety Month, and one of the reasons it came into being is because people think real estate is just all dress up and drive around, but in its nature, it's a really dangerous business because agents will just hop up and go run around with a stranger to vacant houses and then shazam, things happen and they're not always prepped for that. And so I've got for y'all today one of the queens of realtor safety, and she's been talking about this for quite some time, Tracy Hawkins. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Good to see you. I feel like I'm in the presence of greatness. I mean, you,
your
I
hair followed looks good you today. That does make you the presence of greatness, right?
Your hair looks great. And I mean, really, I followed you forever and ever. And I met you one time. We were both speaking in Asheville for the National.
For Georgia Realtors. That's right.
Wait, for the.
Wasn't it for Georgia Realtors when they were in Asheville?
It was the North Carolina.
The North Carolina Realtors at the Grove Park Inn. I know it was at the Grove Park.
Yes, yes, yes. And I remember meeting you, and then you said something like, I know who you are, or something like that. It's like, what? I'm telling you, I was on cloud nine the whole time. It's amazing to be in your presence.
You know, with strong women attract strong women, I think. We don't repel each other.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So tell our people how you came to be the realtor safety lady. What got you started in this space? Where you're from? Give them a little bit of background on Tracy so they'll know why your passion landed here.
Okay. I am originally an Okie from Muskogee, and I will not sing that song because I cannot sing, but I'm originally from Oklahoma, and my parents, both veterans, and we moved around a bit and we landed here in Kansas City, Missouri. And I've been here since, I want to say, fourth, fifth or sixth grade, something like that. And I got in real estate. I have a twin sister, and somehow, some way, I convinced her to get our real estate licenses together. So we got our real estate licenses, and she's still doing real estate.
She is 30. Hang on, hang on. I got to ask you, is she an identical twin?
I'd say her name is Stacy. Her name is Stacy. And then when we go places, I answer to Stacy or Tracy or people.
Love your mother for doing that. I love
my mom's a twin too, Ola Lola. So she passed it down. No one rhymes twins' names anymore. So we're kind of old school. I like it. So Stacy's still a real estate agent, and Stacy's the one who keeps me centered or keeps me up to date. And you know, if I say something that's not real estate friendly, she'll say, you can't say that. And she'll correct me. So she keeps me in touch. And I decided the real estate sales was not necessarily for me, but I wanted to do something that really made a difference and something entrepreneurial. So I started my own safety and security business. I opened a store in a mall, and I felt kind of like I was in prison, because if you're not there, if your employees aren't there, you have to be there. So too many days of my employees calling in, and here I am from 10 to 9. So I decided I needed to get out and I needed to do something to talk. So I started here in the Kansas City area, going from office to office, talking about real estate safety. And then it branched out. I got some national clients, and then all of a sudden, bam.
How long have you been doing the safety bit? How long did you do real estate? And when did you switch over into safety?
Real estate, I want to say, and it's been so long. I want to say about 5 years, perhaps.
Okay.
And then
so far longer than the average person who says real estate's not for them, which for those of y'all that are consumers that are binging on the show, the ridiculous level of attrition in real estate, if this is how high it is, 85% of new realtors give up within the first 2 years. So for Tracy to have made it 5 years tells you she wasn't stopping because she was failing. It tells you she was stopping because she was not feeling really led and called to live this crazy lifestyle full time. So I just want to give y'all that little bit of perspective there, because I find that some of y'all, and I'm not going to call you names, you jumped to judgment way too quickly. So anyway, so after 5 years in the business, you moved into the safety side. Did you and your sister, Stacy, ever have any scenarios that caused you to really think about this differently? Or did you know somebody impacted by the safety of the profession?
Not directly. I just knew that it was an untapped market. That's why I got into the safety business. No one else was doing it. I had a store where I would sell safety items, pepper spray. I had a car safety section, a baby safety section, a security section. So no one else was doing it. And I'm the girl who wants to do something no one's doing. I want to get in, I want to do it, and I want to do it better than anybody else. So I saw an opportunity to do something no one else was doing. So here I am. But I guess what you're just saying just really makes me appreciate my sister a little bit more, that she's been in the business 34 years. And she's one of those super agents like you. She's always out there and she does well. Her volume is really high. And then she's gotten to the point now, she's an investor. Mm-hmm. She and her husband own a lot of property. Mm-hmm. So she's gotten to the point now where she is speaking up for property owners. And so I appreciate her a little bit more because you made that comment. So go Stacy.
That's right. See, sisters can look out for each other. So then we can do the whole Bing Crosby, sister. My daughter's favorite movie is White Christmas. That's why I know it well. Okay, so in the years since you started your safety company, and when you started speaking to realtors, did you start to hear some anecdotes from people in the field to say, man, Tracy, this happened to me, and thank you for talking about this? Were you starting to find out that it wasn't just a market gap that you spotted, but there was a market in the gap?
Truly, and that's a great way to put it. Truly, everywhere I went, I heard stories. Stories from simple things like harassing phone calls, stalkers, and physical attacks. I've heard so many stories, so it lets me know that what I'm doing is invaluable. And since I've been in the business so long, I've been doing this for 25 years. Since I've been in the business so long, I get to hear from people who say, Tracy, you know, I remember what you said. And I always say, people listen to me? But people can quote what I said before, and people say, you know, you help me and thank you for making it realistic. Because one thing I found in my business, and I don't know if you find this too, but everybody thinks they can do what you do. So people think, how hard is it to just get up and talk about safety? And I call it like the FSBO concept, how FSBOs think real estate agents don't do anything. We'll put a sign in our yard and just save some money. How hard is this? So same thing in the real estate field. Everybody thinks they can be a real estate safety expert. So they'll read a PowerPoint and call themselves a safety expert. And that's my challenge. I live and breathe real estate safety. This is all I do. I know the stories and I relate the stories to the topic that I'm talking about. I'm a content creator. I write my own classes. I'm a writer for the National Association of Realtors, Realtor Magazine. And in 2017, I had the most read article of the entire year, or it's like right up top. And it was about male agent safety, how male agents don't think that they are vulnerable. And that was the most read article, or right up there near the top. So I know what I do is necessary. So that fuels me. And I'm always trying to think of something that no one else is talking about. So I've had articles about how to convert FSBOs using safety, mental illness, how to work safely with someone who's in mental illness. So I'm thinking of articles that no one else has thought about because of my experience. So that gives me a different voice.
25 years in the business, you've seen it shift from a non-tech real estate world where safety was really just the tangible how you meet people, to now it's multifaceted because we still meet people, but now we have to manage, as you already mentioned, the stalking and the digital stuff that goes on. And so I love that you mentioned that article about male agent safety, because it is a pretty widely held misconception that it's only female agents that are at risk. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 2018. Was that when that male agent in Pennsylvania had his throat slit in the car outside of showing? Was that was right after you wrote that article, I think.
Look at you. Yes.
Because his buyer left him out there and they didn't find him for like 2 days. And I mean, y'all, you got to remember that the gender the Lord gave you is not going to stop a knife from slicing your throat or a gun from being pointed at your head or somebody exerting their will on you for nefarious purposes. It had nothing to do with romance. And so, Tracy,
right,
our audience loves to hear the real live stories for what happened. And so why don't you tell a story that when you hear everything, it's hard to stop you in your tracks. Tell us a story that stopped you in your tracks and says, this is why I have to keep doing this because X happened. Tell us a scenario that you've encountered or been told about that was just jaw dropping and that you've now incorporated into your training. Because as a content creator, I know you're always looking for that story that makes them listen, because the world is so ADD. You have to really snap them to attention.
And I can't say that there's one story, because that's like picking a favorite kid, but part of my
presentation, all have one.
You can't, I'm glad I only have one, so I don't know that. I'm not getting in trouble. during my presentation, I have a slide where I have seven names on the slide, and it just so happens to be seven male agents. So I have agents, I say, look at the slide, tell me what you notice about it while I tell you the story. So I go through each slide and I talk about the agents. I talk about the names on the slide and what happened to them. And it's the crimes against the male agents, everything from assault to, like you said, the guy who had his throat slit. The last male real estate agent who was killed on the job would have been January of last year, David Stokey. And he was a real estate agent. He went to evict someone and he was killed. The last agent killed on the job would have been Monique Bao. She was in Minnesota. She did the exact same thing that Beverly Carter did. Same thing I did as an agent. I'm sure my sister did. You might have done at some point. She got a phone call from someone who wanted to see a property. And she met that stranger at the property and she met with an unfortunate end. And one thing that I do, Lee, is that I use real life stories to tell agents, you know, here is what happened. Here's what went right. And here's what we need to work on to make sure that this story is not repeated. So I like I said, I live and breathe real estate safety. I know the stories and you have to know those stories. Otherwise, you're just talking, you're a talking head.
Right. I mean, all of us seem to think we have this barrier around us that means it's not going to happen to us. It happened to somebody else. And I think that the reason we all know Beverly Carter's name from Arkansas is that when it happened to Beverly, it was just that scenario almost every single realtor has been through. And I guess that's 5 years since that happened. And by the way, we'll include the link to the Beverly Carter Foundation in the show notes for the episode, because her son, Carl Carter, actually became a realtor after his mother was murdered so that he could understand, man, how did my mom wind up in that scenario? And then he found out. And so he's then poured his energy into agent safety on the volunteer side and into the foundation. And so he's trying to help raise awareness as well. But Tracy, why don't you tell our listeners the story of Beverly Carter, the brief scenario that happened, so they will understand why it was a showstopper for so many agents and why we still know her name these 5 years later.
Exactly. And I've worked alongside Carl. He is a great storyteller. He's funny. I love what he does and how he does it. He's fabulous. Beverly Carter was a real estate agent in Arkansas, and I got an opportunity to interview her office mate for one of my articles for a Realtor magazine. And she said Beverly got a phone call and she felt a little uncomfortable. This guy wanted to see a house and he was a cash buyer. So you know what happens when we have a cash buyer. And she was excited, but she was sitting in her office and she's like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Her gut spoke to her. So she called him back and she said, look, I'm a little uncomfortable meeting just you. And he said, oh, don't worry, I'll bring my wife along. And we now know that she was his accomplice. Anyway, so that gave Beverly some peace and she went to meet him. When she got there, the wife wasn't there, but he had her call the wife up on the phone and, you know, like a FaceTime, and she could walk through with us. So that gave her more comfort. And of course, they went to look through the house and he ended up kidnapping her. His goal was to kidnap her for ransom and let her go. But things went wrong and he ended up killing her. And they found her body a few weeks later. And the problem is that a lot of crimes, for some reason, happened during safety month. And that was right at the end of real estate safety month. So that started a whole conversation. And usually whenever a real estate agent is attacked or dies, you know, everybody gets excited. And Tracy, the safety lady, is popular for a little while. And then it kind of wears off. But that one stuck. And people, like you said, still talking about it. And Carl, you know, kept it alive. And I'm doing my part because I have the education and I have the specific classes. I've created 4 classes and I've gotten them approved for CE and I want to say over 20 or so states. So I'm doing my part as an actual expert, a subject matter expert. So people bring me in when they want someone who's doing more than just reading the slides or talking about platitudes. I'm there to give the content. And I use real life stories like Beverly Carter, like Monique Bao and David Stokey. And I'm using the real Sidney Cranston Jr. That's the one in Arizona whose body was found after he was missing for a year and a half. So the real life stories fuel me to help prevent those from happening again.
So tell us the number one piece of advice you give to realtors so that they can safely conduct business, because obviously your approach as a safety instructor is not to tell people don't show houses, because that doesn't make any sense, but you want them to safely conduct business. What do you think is the best thing they can do first? Because you and I both know realtors won't do everything you tell them, but we can get them to do one something. What's the one something?
One something, and I start, and I also do safety classes for the general public, for senior citizens, college students. Then every single safety class that I have starts with one thing: listen to your bodies. Every animal in nature is born with a built-in survival mechanism. Exactly. It's hardly ever wrong when the hair stand up on the back of your neck, on your arm, you get that funny feeling in your stomach, your heart starts beating fast. Your body is warning you. And I tell agents, listen to it. Don't ignore it. Don't try to reason with it. Just disobey your body. Just get out of that situation, and then later on, make up an excuse or a story and get, you know, explain what happened. But our bodies are never wrong. And every animal in nature has it. Human beings are the only ones who ignore it. And we ignore it because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, and we're too nice. So we're worried about hurting someone's feelings who we don't know, a complete stranger's feelings, who our body is saying means us harm. It doesn't make sense. Get out of the situation.
All right, so you said the humans are the only people who can ignore that intuitive hair on the back of the neck thing. Tracy, you've done all the research and you've dug deep on all this stuff. What causes us to have that reaction? Is there like a chemical balance, or is it, have they really figured out how this even occurs?
It's something we're born with. And I saw a guest on the Oprah show named Gavin DeBecker. He wrote a book called The Gift of Fear. That book should be on everyone's required reading list. I have it around here somewhere, but that is the number one book. And it talks about intuition. It talks about the voice. It talks about the stories. And that woke me up. And that's what let me know that we're missing something. But the point is that every animal in nature has it. This is something that's built in. When you see a deer, you don't get an opportunity to go up and pet it because it hears you and it takes off. It doesn't know if you're a friend or foe, and it's not waiting to find out. We, on the other hand, we want to be friends with everybody. And I'm like that. I know you're outgoing. You're like that too. But we need to stop, and we need to just assess it, listen to our bodies, and get out of it. I had a couple of real estate agents who were working together, and one was going to meet a doctor. She was going to show houses, and the other agent, you know, said, I'll let you know when your client gets here. The client walks in with his lab coat on, and she went back to the agent. She said, your client's here. She said, but I've got a funny feeling about it. She said, what are you talking about? She said, I can't put my finger on it, but something's wrong. She said, you're silly. So she goes to show the doctor. Later on that afternoon, she's back at the office, and then she gets a call from the doctor, and she said, this call doesn't make sense. You're acting like we never met. He said, what are you talking about? We haven't. She said, you came, you had your lab coat on, you had your name tag on, I showed you houses. He said, 2 weeks ago, someone broke into my office and stole my jacket. It wasn't me. So she goes back to the other agent. She said, what did you see that I didn't? The other agent said, at the time, she said, I don't know what it was. I just had a strong feeling something was wrong. But after you left, you know, she started thinking, you don't see doctors walking around the grocery store pumping gas with their lab coat on. So here he walks in with his lab coat. She said, when he put his hand on the counter, his fingernails were absolutely filthy. You don't see doctors with filthy fingernails. So she said, my brain couldn't assess what was going on, but my gut felt it first. So that's the perfect story. And the other agent missed it because she was excited about what? That commission.
Yeah, that's right. My stomach hurts just thinking about that. So how lucky she was to get out of that scenario on the other side.
Exactly.
So obviously, maybe he thought about it twice because multiple people had spotted him. And I know that you probably teach this in your classes as well, but I tell my agents that too. You don't ever want to be the only person to lay eyes on the person you're showing houses to. So we have a policy in our office. We need to see an ID. And I don't want you to text it to me. I want you to show it to me, because you could text me anybody's ID.
Exactly.
What's your best advice on agents who our solo agents? Tracy, you know, you're lucky you got in with your sister. I got in with my dad. We had somebody there to backstop us. But for the average agent, they're all alone trying to figure it out. How do they set up a system, a plan, something to look out for each other, like those two ladies that you mentioned?
Right now, technology. Did I say technology? Technology. And after this pandemic, this lockdown, everybody's had to become more tech savvy in order to stay relevant and in business, and in order to stay social. So I say use technology. That means if you have a new client and you don't have anyone to go with you, FaceTimed them, said we must meet in advance. That's our office policy, my team policy, that's my safety policy. Let's meet in advance. And the excuse isn't, you can't use that excuse, well, I don't know how to do that anymore, because during the lockdown, everybody had to learn how to do it. So we must meet in advance, and then you can have them show ID. But what that does, and you hit the nail on the head, it increases witness potential. Criminals are cowards. They want to go and do what they want to do to you and go away with no one having seen them. If they know they have to meet someone in advance, whether in real life or virtually, they know someone can identify them. So that makes them think twice. So I say use technology. And then apps, safety apps, that's a big deal nowadays. Oh, everybody.
What's your favorite? There's a zillion. You can only give me one.
Oh my gosh. I found one. And usually they come to me, hey, Tracy, here's an app for your agents. No, I don't trust them. Everybody's a pop-up app creator. I found one. It's called Agent SafeWalk. And what I like, and I found them, they didn't come to me. Agent SafeWalk, ASW. And what I like about them is I found them, and here's a little
logo. It's orange.
Perfect. You found it. Perfect. Perfect. And what I like about them, Lee, is they have two criteria any safety app has to have. It must have a GPS location. Somebody has to know where you are. And secondly, it has a live component. So many of these apps send a message to your friends or your contact list. If your friends and contact list don't have the phone with them, helps not coming. So you're pushing a button and you're basically calling them to a crime scene. And what I like about Agent SafeWalk is if you push a button, then, you know, all of a sudden there's a person there, a picture, a person talking to you. They're in real time and it's virtual. I love that.
Except thank you guys.
Perfect. There it is. And you push it, then all of a sudden it's a safety monitor on there. It could be someone in your office, or if you don't have anyone, it could be one of their safety monitors. But all of a sudden you're meeting with a new client and you feel a little uncomfortable. You say, hey, meet my safety partner. So you click the button and they're looking at a person looking at them. All of a sudden, everything's different. There's a witness, a live witness who knows your location. And something else that they did is they do an ID, a soft background check. So you can enter the phone number of the potential client and you're going to get a soft background check so you know exactly who you're meeting. So they did everything right. And I found them. They didn't find me and I am blown away by them. And I vetted them. I had to do my homework. So often we take an app, you know, we take their word for it.
Special like that.
Exactly. I vetted them. They're a real technology company. They had success with this kind of app in other fields. So it's like, you're legitimate. I'll talk to you. So I'm impressed. And they're offering a free trial for agents. And when I tell agents, if you try it and you need to at least try it, it's a free trial. You know, there's nothing to lose. But what you have to do is actually test it. Pretend that you're in a crisis situation, push the button and see what happens. This is your life you're talking about. So you can't cross your fingers and hope it works. You need to test it and make sure and see how it works. And it gives you, I'm telling you, peace of mind.
Tracy, if somebody wants to find out more about how they can engage you to come to their brokerage or their association, how do they book you, find out about you, get more information, read your articles? What website should we send them to?
If you Google, and I had, and this, I don't want to sound whatever, but I always ask.
Back that shit up.
Backing it up.
Intelligent professional women, would you please not apologize for being easy to be found because you kick ass? Say that again. How can people find you?
They can Google me, Lee. Okay.
We're about to apologize for being easy to find on the Googles, which is the world's second largest search engine after YouTube. But really, you're going to apologize for that?
Absolutely not. I don't know. It's early in the morning. What was wrong with me? But thank you for saying that.
I'm going to come out into Kansas City and kick your ass.
And I would deserve it. But okay. You know, I always ask people when they reach out to me, it's like, and you know, you'll see I'm the one pounding the pavement. Now, all of a sudden, people are coming to me and I love it. And I ask, you know, how do you find me? Too many times people say, I Googled you. You know, I Googled Tracy the safety lady or whatever. So I love it. So if you Google Tracy Hawkins, Realtor Magazine, you get a list of the articles that I've written. And I tell associations, boards, and real estate companies, use those articles in your education and to talk to your agents on a regular basis. Include them in your newsletter, in your classes, because I talk about topics no one else says. Tracy Hawkins, Realtor Magazine, or Google Tracy the Safety Lady. I'm on Facebook, Safety and Security Source, and I started a new group on Facebook, and it's called the Safety and Security Source for Real Estate. And I am growing that group, and it's nothing but real estate safety talk. So I invite people to jump on there. I talk about the stories that happen to real estate agents, the current up-to-date stories. stories because people think after Beverly Carter, nothing's happened. And that's just not true all the time. And I'm trying to think there's been so many stories this year even. And the most recent one, I'm drawing a blank. You know, the real estate agent in Virginia who was assaulted with a wrench, she was hit in the head.
So she was two doors down from one of my clients. So one of my clients is an elderly widow who was ready to downsize. Mm-hmm. And when that realtor got attacked two doors away, she put her house on the market and she's moving here to get close to her grandkids. And so that reminds you actually as well that when realtors are attacked, it impacts the community because then we know that there's a perp out there doing something awful to other people. And it's not that it doesn't happen everywhere. And I'm not suggesting that things only happen to realtors. I'm just telling you, if we're generally the optimistic, positive people who run out and show houses, if things happen to us, then it's not like we're out there causing trouble. So you've got to be on your feet, thinking, trust your gut. Tracy's given you that word. I want you to hear in the back of your head what she said, because I know she says it in all of her classes, if you're relying on just a friend to check a text, they're not coming. You've got to have all your planning in place. You know how to protect yourself. Listen to yourself. Have your apps, because that's what I remember from your class. I hear it in the back of my head. They're not coming. I'm like, they're not coming. I have to be ready at all times. And so she's going to give you that mama hen advice, but look it up. Pay attention. If you're a consumer listening to this or watching this, can you please know that as your realtors, when we ask you for your ID, when we ask you for this meeting, please know that we want to get home to our families. And frankly, you don't know that your realtor's not batshit crazy and you should want to get home to yours too. And so let's just be real about that. But we're in a society where we should take an extra minute to know with whom we're dealing so we can make great decisions. Don't be angry at a realtor for having safety practices, and realtors, don't be angry at consumers for having safety practices too, because it's a two-way street. Tracy, I appreciate all that you do for our profession. I appreciate that you always say realtor with two syllables. That just makes my heart beat in that way. And I appreciate that you're constantly putting stuff out there to lead people to making better decisions. You're doing great, great work. And y'all, she really does engage an entire room. So if you need to get your realtors to pay attention, Tracy Hawkins is your lady. Tracy, thank you for coming on the podcast. And let's make it through Realtor Safety Month safely. And then let's make it Realtor Safety Year every year.
It's a kickoff, not a one and done. It's a kickoff.
Absolutely. All right, friends, you've learned something today. You're thinking about it differently. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Give us 5 stars and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.